Good morning. I'm Chris Cook, and this is the Poetry Moment. Our theme this week is the passage of time. Here's a poem by me called So That's What Haley Did. My wife and I first saw her in a cage at the county animal shelter. Her eyes said, "Please take me home. I don't belong here." Our hearts melted. We wanted to adopt her, but knew our kids needed to meet her first. That night, my sleep was fitful as I worried that she'd be gone by the next day. Miraculously, she was still there in the morning when our children fell in love with her as well. Would someone come adopt her first? I thought, dear God forbid. She wanted to come home with us, so that's what Haley did. She immediately became the center of our lives. She was so meek that when you greeted her, she'd plop down, roll onto her back, and offer up her soft white belly. Limitlessly friendly from her ego to her id, she knew that she was meant to love, so that's what Haley did. The first time our children played with her in the backyard, Robbie and Grant strayed too far away. That's when the shepherd in Haley kicked in, and she guided them back to the flock. Her instinct said to run in circles, herding up each kid, protecting them from getting lost. So that's what Haley did. Kelsey and Malena taught her some amazing tricks. Shake hands, high five, lie down, roll over, and leap into the air with a full spin. She was good at playing games, too. Hide and seek was great. Our children ran upstairs and hid. They'd yell, "Come find us, Haley girl!" So that's what Haley did. As she aged, her adventures happened more and more during her dreams. All four of her legs, her jowls and whiskers, but just one eyelid would twitch as she chased away whatever it was that was threatening us. There were also little pantomimed barks and yips. In dreams with twitching jowls and paws, the flutter of one lid, she thought, "I must protect them still." So that's what Haley did. Eventually, the morning came when she couldn't get out of her bed by herself anymore. So I gathered her up and carried her to her yard. I remember trying to convince myself it was just the chill in the air that was making Haley's arthritis flare up. So Haley, somehow knowing just how much her health had slid, decided it was time to go. That was So That's What Haley Did by me, Chris Cook, and this has been The Poetry Moment.